This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you expect things to get better under Democrats, you are delusional. Things never get better under communism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talking about the world as we see it today. Are you in a safer world? Are you in a more financially secure position? Where are you? With Donald Trump now being president outside of the Oval Office. I say those kind of things just to make the leftists lose their minds, because it's easy to have them lose their minds when you say it. See, Donald Trump remains large and in charge. I want you to think about this. Consider Obama's squandered presidency and his post-presidency. Think about those. The potential that Barack Obama had as president. I'm talking about if they just said, let him do what he does, and let him really look at this nation as if he loved it and implement sane policies like what Clinton did. Clinton figured out the pulse of the nation and he said, let me get with the right policies, balanced the budget, worked really with both sides of the aisle, got Democrats and Republicans to agree on safer streets, more cops, you know, a host of things that would be considered conservative values. And he was canonized for a while. I mean, he had his issues, let's face it. But on balance, when you look back at the Clinton era, it was a continuation of Reagan's policies and Newt Gingrich doing the Contract with America, which was pro-America. Say what you want about Bill Clinton, he really did believe in the country. I'm not trying to defend the dude. I'm really not. Let's just be objective. He was a far better president than George Bush. Anyway, going back to Obama, the potential of him was tremendous. He could have really healed the nation in terms of race relations, and that would have gone so far. But he didn't do it, and there's a reason why he didn't do it. He didn't do it because if he did that, the left would have nothing to complain about. That's a massive problem. So instead of having this, during his presidency, leaving this legacy of saying America is going to stop being concerned about racism, sexism, and all these isms, and we're going to work together, and we're going to solve these problems. If Barack Obama said, look, there is institutional racism or whatever, but we're not going to let that be your excuse. We're going to work on the education system. We're going to work on these places where blacks seem to have major issues, a.k.a. big cities, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. And we're going to fix it. But he didn't do that. The problems continue. I'll talk about Chicago here in a bit, because we always have to talk about Chicago after the weekend. I didn't talk about it yesterday. But instead, Barack Obama squandered his presidency. Worst presidency in the history of mankind, that's only going to be surpassed by the one of this knucklehead they've got in office now. So bad Barack Obama's presidency was, he couldn't cheat to get Hillary Clinton, and she was going to be shoehorned in. Never were the Democrats so sure about a presidency until that of Joe Biden and the Dominion cheating these machines that they use to manipulate. Go ahead, Dominion, sue me. It's my opinion. I believe you manipulated the machines. Anyway, so as his campaigning, I'm talking about Obama, as his campaigning for Biden proved, nobody cares about Barack Obama post-presidency. I mean, there's a media that's propping him up, as if he's some big deal. I call him baby black Jesus because I think it really makes the left mad. But he thinks of himself that way, but he's a nobody. Inside leftist circles, they pretend that he's a big deal. I mean, look, if you could get an ex-president to come see you for any reason, that's a good thing. If Barack Obama said, Kevin, I want to come by your house and just, you know, find out why you got so much disdain for my policies, I'd say, well, come on by. I don't have a problem speaking to him. He's a private citizen like me. I would not have accepted an invitation to the White House to speak to him because I just felt like he was a tool. But as a private citizen, if he said, yeah, let's have a drink, talk through the issues, I'd do it. I'd love to do it. But anyway, the media props him up. They try to make him bigger than life. He's a figurehead who represents all the potential of what they hoped leftism could bring to America. That's what it was. And when it failed, they have to make the definition of fail the definition of success. In case you wonder how we got here. That's what liberalism does. It takes success and then redefines it as failure. It takes failure and redefines it as success. And then it says, okay, you get it? And now Barack Obama's legacy of failure continues via his moronic vice president, a man who could not get elected by himself in 50 lifetimes. And he hasn't been in charge for 30 days. And he's already proven to be the worst, whatever you want to call him, in history. 30 days. And Donald Trump at CPAC just lit into the clown and told people how he took us out of this, out of that. Just so you guys know, Donald Trump was trending in the news, in the fake media news. He was number 3. I don't believe that. The reason why he was number 3 is because we all quit watching their news. Donald Trump was the number 1 trending media item over the last few days. Guarantee you. And the media had him 3rd. Second to the Golden Globes number 1. I forget what was number 2. Oh, this girl from the Golden Globes number 1. And then something else. I forget what it was. And then Donald Trump. Don't believe the hype, folks. Donald Trump is trending. So are you. As he trends, so does the conservative movement. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. More on CPAC, shootings, the Golden Globes, much. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, I know you guys are aware of this, but Joe Biden has brought unity to America. He's united us in so many ways. He may very well do that. He may actually end up uniting America against the Democrats and against Joe Biden. Let's hang in there, people. Oh, man. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hopefully, you're paying attention to our sponsors. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks, K-E-V-P-E-R-K-S, KevPerks. And if you're getting high dollars, paying high dollars for your prescription drugs, particularly if you've got diabetes, because that's the one that seems to be getting jacked up, you need to go there. Or if you know someone who has it, you need to go to my website. I'm just telling you. What we do is we do our listeners, our fans, our friends a huge favor. I don't do anything that I haven't already tried. Trust me. When you go to that website and you click on the links and get some information about getting your drug costs reduced, you will thank me. And here's what I'd like you to do. For those of you who it works for, send me your link. Give me a phone call, 844-551-8255, and let me know your thoughts around it. I'm telling you, we're going to save you a quite a bit of money if you're paying what I'm hearing most of the diabetics are now paying for their insulin. And that's just one. So give it a shot. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Yeah, but go back to talking unity. Well, let's talk legacies. The legacy of what? Continued crimes against mankind that happen in cities all across this country every single day. You want to know what those cities have in common? They are controlled by Democrats, a.k.a. Democrat, progressive, liberals, whatever they want to call themselves. They have a legacy of lies, destruction, devastation. Wherever they are, they're like a swarm of locusts. Year after year, decade after decade, the same problems. Just cyclical problems they never seem to solve. Isn't that the most interesting part of when you look at leftism? How do you solve something? You identify the problem. You say, here's the metric we want to set for it over this time. For example, crime. You say, we want the number of carjackings to go down 20% year after year. They used to have this show called Bait Car. I don't know if you guys ever saw it. And they would set these cars up in high crime neighborhoods where auto theft was occurring, you know, whatever. And they'd get these people. You know, they took that show off. You want to know why? Because it was showing that people who are brown and black tend to steal these cars all the time. It became too racial. The same reason why they take cops off, all these cop shows, which, by the way, we are looking to do a new cop show. We're not looking to do it. We are going to do it. I'm going to be in New York talking with detectives. We're going to be filming here shortly. But they took it off, Bait Car. Why? Because it was effective. The policy, if you want to call it that, actually did reduce the number of car thefts in the city. So it was too effective. And it pointed the finger at the problem. These brown and black people had just figured, well, say it's a car, they're running, it got the keys in it. I saw the girl and the guy arguing. I'm just going to take the car. Take it and chop it up. Now the leftists blame the police, right? Defund the police, they cry. Get rid of the police. It's a police problem. Let me ask you this. Are police responsible for bad schools? Because see, I've seen how these schools operate. I know the kids that are being sent there. And I'd say to you, who's responsible for that? You got miscreants attending school. I think at one point, this is probably still true, 1 out of 8 girls in the Chicago public schools is pregnant. Who's responsible for that? Did the cops do it? Are the police responsible for fathers not taking care of their children? Overwhelmingly in the minority community, are they responsible for that as well? Somebody help a brother out here asking for a friend. Are the police responsible for businesses not wanting to be in black neighborhoods? Are the police responsible for the lootings that occur? I'm talking about these swarm of kids that will go into a store like a gang of locusts and rip it off and leave. And then you wonder why these stores don't want to open up in black neighborhoods or why they're barred up and you can't get in. I know you're not going to do it. I don't recommend it, okay? But if you could, you should go to a black neighborhood and go into these bodegas. See, I lived in a black neighborhood in St. Louis. It was being gentrified. But there were these little bodegas you could go, you know, anywhere 5-6 blocks apart, 10 blocks maybe. And in any different direction you could go. You go inside of these bodegas and you go into this empty little corridor. I wouldn't call it a corridor, but an empty room. And behind that, in front of you, was a guy. I'm just telling you, one that was in my neighborhood. Is a guy behind plexiglass and concrete. Bulletproof plexiglass and concrete. And all the products are behind there. I just want you to imagine this. You go in, you stand in a room. This particular store was probably 20 feet across and it was 10 feet deep. in the room that you stood in. Nothing else in there. And then behind him, about, say, you know, it was 20 feet wide, but his was probably another 30 feet deep, were all the products. And it was displayed. And you would go in there and you'd say, okay, I'd like some chips and I'd like a Coke or whatever else. And then he goes and gets it, puts it under this plexiglass thing that won't allow you to get your arm under to put a gun into him, you know. And he opens it up and gives you the plexiglass product. Now, it differs from store to store. But that's the kind of, that's the way, and why did I go in there? Because I was out for a run, and I said, let me go ahead and stop in here. I'd never been. I had met the guy before. I'd seen him in the neighborhood. I didn't know he owned it until I went inside. And I went inside, and I was like, wow, this is weird. And then I got whatever I got, like, you know, water or whatever. And, of course, you overpaid for it, but I was happy to support his little business. But I couldn't believe how it was set up. You couldn't just go in there and get anything. You swarmed his business. You just waited in an anteroom where there was nothing. Now, you think he just came by that on accident? No. He had enough ripoffs that he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put everything behind me. And that's the way things are going to happen. I say all this because I was going to talk about Chicago shootings. See, this is the legacy that people don't want to discuss. 17 people shot, 5 died in Chicago. Murder and mayhem, but the Democrats want you to believe they're changing things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track and sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying on Capitol Hill regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
If you want to, you reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a rather selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
Vernon Jordan, a civil rights leader whose pragmatism and charisma gave him access to corporate boardrooms, congressional leaders, and the White House, died Monday at the age of 85. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio
Show. We're
going to
detail about Chicago shootings a second ago, but there's always interesting things that come out of these stories that you read about. And keep in mind, much of it is still the same, right? X number of people shot, X number of people killed. And you can bet most of it was after midnight. And who knows what the people were what they were doing. We conjure up these ideas that they were out, you know, hanging out, having a good time, coming home from the opera or whatever, and bad things befall. No, they were out probably doing dirty, as we say in the vernacular. And who knows? But do you deserve to be shot for everything that's going on? No. And by the way, I'm not saying that in any way that the violence, you know, that these people were all up to no good. You can be out at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, coming back from the club, you know? It does happen. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I want to talk about CPAC here in a bit, but I want to cover something that I noticed about these Chicago killings. And this is the same, it's the same patterns. 16-year-old boy, this kid was shot Sunday afternoon at 3:20 p.m. on the sidewalk. Heard shots, felt pain. He'd been shot in the left thigh. Here's the key. Detectives are investigating. Person was killed in a shooting Sunday on the west side, 11:10 a.m. A male, they said, someone opened fire, striking him in the head. Taken to the Loyola University Medical Center, pronounced dead. Cook County Medical's office hasn't released any details. Detectives are investigating. Man was shot while driving Sunday morning on the south side about 4:20 a.m. 28-year-old was driving, you know, and they talk about everything else, when someone in a black SUV fired shots. He was struck in the arm. No one in custody as two detectives investigate. 30-year-old man was shot early in Englewood on the south side, standing outside 4 a.m. when he heard shots and felt pain. He was shot in the arm, taken to Holy Cross. No one is in custody. One detective is investigating. You getting the picture? 32-year-old man was fatally shot Sunday morning in Brainerd on the south side, found unresponsive about 3:55 a.m. in front of a home. He was transported to Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, pronounced dead. Detectives are investigating. Well, let me save the detectives a lot of time. They're not going to find most of these people. It's not even, do you think Lori Lightfoot gives a crap whether they find these shooters? A 21-year-old woman was wounded in a shooting in Gresham on the south side. Passenger in a traveling vehicle about 1 a.m. Someone in a gray Audi fired shots. She was struck in the shoulder by bullet fragments taken. No one taken into custody. Area 2 detectives are investigating. They're not going to find anything. It's a cyclic problem of leftist-run cities and leftism in general. They do not want to solve the problem. Do you think that you could do so? Let's just ask ourselves a very simple question. Do you think if you decided you were going to make crime one of your key issues, could you start solving the problem? It would be putting a Band-Aid on it, but yes, you could. National Guard troops, more police, whatever. I don't know, but here's what I do know. If you said to me, Kevin, there's too much crime in Chicago, I need you to solve it. The first thing I'd do is say, well, we're going to put up the best camera systems in the worst crime neighborhoods. I mean, the stuff that they can, that we're on the, you know, the Hubble spaceship, whatever they call it, this telescope, can come down from thousands of miles in space and identify a pimple on a kid's face. But the video that they have for cops in bad neighborhoods is so grainy, nobody can see anything. I would fix that immediately. I would have circular, you know, surveillance that was all captured. We have plenty of memory. You could store data for days. It would be available for the police. Maybe you require that all the bodegas and all these little stores have the same type of video cameras that, you know, that people can be identified, easily identified, and no fakes. If you want to mandate something in high crime neighborhoods, maybe you do that. Or you get a grant and you put those in there and you make sure that everything's posted. You are being watched. They want to track people for, you know, like, what do they call it? Trace tracking for this Wu Flu stuff. How about trace tracking for criminals? People that get out and you want to know where they are, where they go. Has anybody talked about that radical idea? I'd want to know where the criminals are. If you give a fake address, I'll give you another example. I watch a lot of cop shows. You give a fake address, where are you going to be? I would. There would be a penalty for that. Fake job, penalty. I'm just giving you some ideas. They want people narking on you if you don't wear a mask, but they don't want anybody narking on you if you commit violent crimes. How about a narc task force? You know, some network of people that can say, here's what's going on. Let me tell you something. There are 60-plus-year-old women, and I'm not saying that they're old. I'm saying there are 60-plus-year-old people in these neighborhoods who would be more than willing to look out their front window and tell you what's happening in their street, where you can follow the cameras and all that. I would create an environment where people want to clean up their own neighborhoods. How about you do things like that? Now, I know what you're all saying. Kevin, when are you going to get to the real solution? The real solution is family. Family. Look, I don't know any of the circumstances of these people who got shot, who get shot every day in Chicago. I have a general idea. I grew up in that environment. But I will tell you, it's cyclic, and it goes back to family. You know, as the saying goes, there's nothing good happens after a certain time. I have my sons are not young anymore, except for one of them. But, you know, I was never a party. I go to the parties. I go to the bar. But, you know, I knew that there was trouble brewing there. So don't go. I'll tell my youngest son, do not. There are certain places that you just don't need to go, not because you're not tough and you can't handle it, but because you don't want to put yourself in those circumstances. Anyway, I want to segue into CPAC, because this is why Donald Trump will be in the news for some time. See, Donald Trump's a problem solver. So are we, conservatives. We want to solve the problem. We know the problem in America has to do with spirituality, has to do with family. We know this. You solve those two problems. You get people to understand that they have to think of something bigger than themselves, and you'll start solving problems. See, leftists don't think that things are bigger than themselves. I mentioned that I'm finding people in the conservative movement who are more concerned with themselves than with the movement. That's a problem. Let me put it to you this way, audience. If you don't think for one second that I could be bigger than Candace Owens, you have to be out of your mind. I'll talk about her in a little bit. I could be bigger than Kim. If I, with my personality and my smarts, if I said I'm going to go the route of Candace Owens, I could be bigger than she. I choose not to. I choose to have an organic growth. I'm not telling you that my team doesn't try. We don't put things out there. But see, here's the difference. This movement is bigger than I am. This is not about making Kevin Jackson the person that Matt Schlapp has to call on CPAC because he's so popular. I'll put it another way. When Matt Schlapp calls me to do something at CPAC, it will be because we have blown up and he's going to come to me and say, Kevin, will you come speak at CPAC? And I say, I'll think about it, Matt. And I will. I'll think about it. But it is, I'm not looking to blow up CPAC and be, woohoo, and, excuse me, invite me in. I'm glad he invited President Trump because that guy needed the, he deserved the audience. But let me ask you, who helped who more? You think CPAC helped Trump or Trump helped CPAC? I think you get the picture. Donald Trump doesn't have to seek out anybody. He didn't get into this because he needed to raise his profile. He did it because he knew that this mission we were on was big. It was bigger than he, and he understood it. And he continues to understand it. I think he understands it better now than at any time because he's out, and the bad guys are in. Yep. Trump was trending on fake news. I mentioned this earlier. I don't think this is a surprise to any of us. Anybody listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you know how I feel about Trump, how I feel about, you know, what he's doing. And let me tell you something. Don't worry. He's going to continue to trend and be a serious thorn to Biden and the Democrats. They have 2 years to inflict as much damage as possible to America before things change back. Then in 2 more years, expect Trump to continue his resurgence, looking younger and even more savvy about how things work. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was talking about CPAC, why Donald Trump is who he is, why he's trending, because Donald Trump's a problem solver. He said, he goes to Chicago, I'll come in there and I'll solve your problem of crime. And they turned him down. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They turned him down. I'll come in. I'll fix your crime problem. No. Listen, we got a handle on it. Decades of crime. Week after week. You can see it. You don't have to guess. You know. And by the way, folks, this is the winter. 17 people killed shot over the weekend. 5 of them died during the winter. This is the worst. This is the best it gets in terms of crime rate. Because in the summer, it gets worse. People are out and about, more interactions between them, more thug stuff happening. And yes, people start shooting each other in higher numbers. There'll be as many as 10, 15 people killed in a weekend in Chicago, 40 or 50 shot during the summer. And Donald Trump says, I'll come in and I'll fix it. No, 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 no. We got it. Stay away. Stay away. Lori Lightfoot is now trying to get teachers to go back to school to teach kids because of the Wu flu. And the teachers are, oh, we're afraid to go. They're not afraid to go. Private schools were open. Was there an outbreak? Did these teachers drop dead? Students were there. Teachers were there. Nothing happened. We have a case study, if you will. And what's clear is leftists don't want these kids back in school. The teachers don't. The teachers union. What's clear is that the powers that be, the leaders, the so-called leaders of the leftist movements are going, we have to kowtow to the teachers unions. So forget the kids. Trump says, I'll come in, I'll solve it. They don't want to solve it. They don't want you to solve it. They don't want to give you your money so you could go take your kids wherever they call it, briefcase funding. You could take it wherever you want to go so that you say, fine, if your school doesn't want to doesn't want to do what I want them to do, I'll take my money to another school. I'll take my kids' money and we'll go spend it here. Well, they want to educate my kids. If they did that, the teachers union would fold. They don't want to solve problems. Trump is a problem solver. And I love his quip where he says, I may run in 2024 and I'll beat the Democrats a third time. Speaking of which, I heard, you guys need to verify this, but I heard that Candace Owens says that she's considering running for president in 2024. And now I'm telling you, I didn't read this or hear this directly from her or anything, so I want to be very clear. I also heard, as she said, it would be great to have an Owens-Trump ticket. So she would be the president, run for president, and Trump would be her vice president. That's what I heard. Don't know if it's true. I don't follow her work, not because I have any disdain for her or anything like that. I tell people all the time, Candace Owens doesn't teach me anything, but if she's teaching other people something, good for her, good for them. We all win. We need messengers. And you know what? I like that she's very cocky about what she wants to do. She says she's going to bring black people into conservatism. I got here before her, so I can't say in honesty, folks, that she brought me to it. I can't even tell you that she's lifted my back, strengthened my backbone in conservatism. I don't follow her work. But what I will tell you is, if any of that statement that I made about her is true, wow. Wow. You want Donald Trump, the most successful president in history, certainly one of them, to now be your VP? I don't think so. I think Donald Trump's capable of being president. He's proven it. I don't even think, and this is just me speaking, a person who's been experimenting with conservatism for about 4 or 5 years should be thinking about that level of office. It's just my opinion. I keep going back to the people in this movement that think they're bigger than the movement. It's not about the movement. Suddenly it's about them. And that's a danger for anybody. That's a red flag for me. I told you about this youngster who I'd met who's now making a lot of money in merch. And he calls it merchandise. And he's trying to impress me with how much money he makes in merch. And I ask a very simple question. What are you doing with it? Are you using it to further the cause, or are you just bragging that you've got a bunch of patriots buying merchandise because you fooled them into believing that you're actually going to go do something positive? Because see, my group, we wake up every single day going, how do we move the needle? How do we make something happen? That's what we do. Anyway, people are still asking me about CPAC. How did it go, Kevin? Well, it depends on who you ask. See, I think it was a huge success. I mentioned this the other day. In the time of the scamdemic and post the big cheat, conservatives needed to gather and show solidarity. even despite the GOP itself attacking President Donald Trump and being part of the system that got him defeated in a coup, he needed to show up. We needed to show up and say, we are going nowhere. Unlike the Tea Party movement, the GOP has to linger. And it's going to linger. It's a sick body. But Trump can heal it and we can heal it. But the Tea Party movement died in its infancy because it didn't have strong enough leadership. It had people that squandered it. And so it is where it is. And Trump made it clear, and I talked about this the other day, the GOP, he's not going to start a third party. He's going to make sure the GOP pays its dues. So I call it a huge success. I told you guys, I saw tons of Trump hats, Trump shirts, Trump masks that said, this stupid mask doesn't work. I mean, there were sayings on masks of varying different things that essentially said, we're on to you. The fight, folks, begins anew. The left will not be able to ignore us very long because, as I predict, their policies will turn down the heat on the slow boil because they're going to start recognizing us. And what we have to do is recognize that they turn the heat down on the slow boil, but they're not going away. They are still as bad as they're never going to give up. They will not give up. They're going to continue trying to get us. What were my observations about CPAC beyond that? I gave you guys some ideas around it. The new media that sprung up. Pretty encouraging. I didn't see any social media people there. I thought, that's insane. I don't know how much money Parlay or Parler, people call them, have, but they're backed by the Mercers. I don't care what it would have cost. I would have had a presence there, a big presence. I would have been talking about my net, saying, they took us down, but this is not going to happen. And I would have been giving a speech about social media. It's pay for play with CPAC, sadly. But pay your $250,000, get your booth set up. It would have been so, think about the networking potential, the marketing potential of that. Giving out Parler t-shirts and or Parlay, etc. Explaining what happened, saying, come back over, folks. We are now redone, blah, blah, blah. We had big media talking about, I'm talking about the fake news media, etc. There was not a single, look, Gab, was it Telegram, Spreely, Politichatter, which is one that we're going to be talking about more. And I could go on. They weren't there. How can you not be there? A lot of money, but a lot of big potential that went to waste. Still, lots of youngsters. Are they as effective as they should be? I don't know. You know who was very much missing? Turning Point USA. No big presence there. Charlie Kirk's team. I saw a lot of youngsters. They had some affiliations with Turning Point. You know, yeah, I'm part of this, I'm part of that. But no big presence, no big t-shirts, no big nothing. Pretty glaring. What's going on there? Made me wonder. We got to leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.